I'm using a Mac laptop. It's the old MacBook Pro, 13-inch unit. It's old and slow, but it's what's in front of me. I'm running a Windows Virtual Machine inside the Mac, so we'll be able to see
It's
some
going to show
differences.
up,
Yeah.
right?
So yeah. So we'll take a look at some differences and some similarities.
All the demonstrating is going to be on the Mac, then?
Well, physically, it's all on a Macintosh.
Yeah.
I have a virtual machine running, so we can look at both the Windows version and the Mac version. iTunes, to begin with, what is it? Well, it's a program from Apple that has several different functions. Its original function was that merely as a media player. It has grown to several different things. It includes now a facility to organize media in different formats, more than just music, obviously. You could use it to burn and rip, as most media players can. It will organize your different items for your mobile devices, and we'll talk more about that if you have iDevices. It also has a social networking function built in to it. Lastly, the other kind of thing it does, and it truly doesn't do this, but it's more of a front end to this functionality, is it gives you an interface to the Apple iTunes Store online. Means of accessing the iTunes Store, I should say. There are two basic flavors. One, which we spoke about, works on the Macintosh, and the other one works on Windows-based devices. I've never heard of any version of it for Linux-based systems, and I don't think there's any plans in place for that to happen. Yeah. The version for the Macintosh comes as part of the suite of programs that come as when you buy the machine, no extra charge for that. The Windows version is also free, but it's something you'd have to download and install. And there's versions for both 32 and 64-bit operating systems. And you install it much like you install any other program. You download the installer, run the installer, accept the license terms, and install it from there. Okay, what can it not do? I've never been able to get it to play a DVD. It does not necessarily support as many audio formats as some other players. It's not really used for that type of work. It's not an audio converter in that sense. There are certain formats it does. It doesn't do many of them. iTunes, and this is true of both versions, so this is a similarity, both the Windows and Mac version. It's broken up into three basic sections. First section is what they call the source list. Now, the source list is where do you want to start? What container do you want to open up first? And some examples of a source could be your music library, podcasts, online radio stations. The iTunes Store itself is a source. Playlists that you create yourself could be a source. Then there's two other major sections. One is the search field, which allows you to search within whatever selected source you have. And the other one, of course, is the content area. The items appear and the controls for manipulate those items. So to move back and forth between all the controls in iTunes, it's fairly accessible. It's the menu bar on top, and you could access it where you normally would in menu bar. All the controls on the Windows version, and here's the difference, you could basically tab through. Tab is your friend, tab and shift tab. You'll see that there's some shortcuts that make it a little bit easier at times, but basically it's all fairly easy to navigate. The Macintosh version, you could navigate by moving the voiceover focus, meaning voiceover left and right arrow. I will move you through all the elements on the screen. So let me give you an example of what it looks like.
Alt tab, desktop, fold alt tab.
Now, what you're hearing now is JAWS, and one thing that is, which do you like better?
Hey, Apple iTunes.
The Mac version or the Windows version? I'm going to answer that in part by saying that I kind of like the Apple version better than the Macintosh version, only because it's a little more consistent. And when I say consistent, I'll say that you're using a product that doesn't change too often, and you're always using it with the same access software. It's always VoiceOver. The Windows version, it seems like every time that there's a new version of iTunes, there's certain little things that change a little bit, and as I guess you would expect. But the biggest difference is that it seems to work differently in different configurations. For instance, this is JAWS 12.525 on a XP virtual machine. I could tell you that at home on my desktop, it's Windows 2008 with JAWS 12 point something 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 64-bit. There's some noticeable differences. If you're using a different access software like System Access, you're going to see some differences. If you're going to use WindowEyes, you'll see differences. So there's not as much consistency with that, and that's one of the reasons I don't prefer the Windows version over the Apple version. But for now, let's just take a look at the Windows version, and I'll switch right over to the Apple version.
Tab, mute button, shift tab, sources, preview, music, 1 to 5.
Okay, so I opened up iTunes, and it left me in what they call the sources tree view. And I told you, this is your major categories. This is where you always want to be when you want to start out. You want to pick, where do I want to start? What am I looking for? What am I looking to do? And let me just give you an example of what this is right now. And this is just a list.
Tab, mute button to activate, press space bar, Windows G.
Okay.
Shift tab, sources tree view, level 1, movies, 2 of 5.
So the first thing was music.
Music.
Now the music container in the source list. Let me tell you, this is not a very specific, it's not a playlist in itself. A playlist is a subset of your music container. Music is basically everything that you add into the music container itself. So let's assume that your library has 10,000 artists. All of them would be in here, and then you'd probably want to break it down by creating individual playlists. So let me give you some examples of things in the source list. I'm just using Yahoo keys.
Movies, TV shows, podcasts, radio, iTunes Store.
And that's about it for now.
We'll talk Level 0, Genius, open.
We'll talk more about it. Genius is actually a little bit of artificial intelligence, but it's still in the sources list.
Level 1, Genius, 1 of, Level 1, iTunes DJ, 1 of 8, 90 apostrophe S music.
These are some default playlists. This version of iTunes is what I like to call a virgin copy. I actually just installed this last night, and I have not made any customizations because I wanted you to see it out of the box.
Classical music. Music videos. My top rated. Recently added. Recently played. Top 20.
That's everything that's in my source list right now, and I'm going to show you also how to customize that. But before we do that, I wanted you to take a look at how I just navigate the very basics of navigating through iTunes, because that's the most important part. Once you understand how to navigate through it, the rest of the stuff kind of becomes sort of obvious. The easiest way to do it is just keep hitting tab. You can tab through all the controls. I'll give you an example.
Tab, mute button to activate, press space bar. Tab, volume, left, right, slider, 18 per tab, full volume button to tab, button text list view rate tab, button album list view radio button tab, button grid view radio button not checked to change tab, button cover full tab, button search option tab, button search playlist edit tab, top 25 tab, iTunes store, tab, learn more link, tab. Tab, learn more link, tab, learn more link, tab, learn more link, tab, hide sidebar link.
Okay, so I mean that's a very long and cumbersome way of navigating through it, but it is accessible by just basic navigation. The other thing you could do is that in Windows, one of the shortcut keys to move between the major sections is the F6 key. So if you want to jump from, say, the sources list to the search field or to the content itself, you could use that. Let me give you an example of that.
Tab, F6, F6, tab, shift tab.
And another shortcut key is, Control Alt F for the search field.
Wait a minute, what happened to that F6? I heard you hit F6, but I didn't say anything.
Yeah, sometimes I think you're right, Joey.
Because mine doesn't work anymore either.
You can thank the newest version of iTunes for that. If you go into the file menu, you may be able to restore it. You know, like have
you know
it
what?
Previous version?
No. I think what Amy's saying is try to get the voice back, get it out of the... What I've been doing in that case is I've been moving to the search field. Control-Alt-F.
Right.
Shift-Tab.
I think I'm actually stuck in there right now. I mean, good example. This is a byproduct of the latest version, like Amy said. Some of the navigation has been broken in this. However, if you're a system access user, I actually just got a thing about updates and saying that they've kind of restored some of this functionality, even though Apple hasn't.
You lost speech?
Yeah. Totally lost speech.
Alt-Tab. Leaving menus. iTunes. Shift tab, top 25 most played.
Mystic, empty scroll area.
I'm just turning off voiceover.
Empty scroll area is under the mouse. 6 inches right, 4 inches down from Finder. VMware Fusion.
Windows G.
Okay. Some of this is also part of the fact that I'm actually using two screen readers on top of each other in the virtual machine. Some of my keystrokes are not really making it there.
Shift tab, button search playlist edit, type of text.
So that's the search field I talked about. I did Control Alt and F to move to it, and then from there I could just move back to anything I want to.
Shift F5, Shift F6, sources tree view top 25 most played, 8 of 8, to move to recently played, recently added.
So let's move up to
level
something
zero, else. Ping, iTunes Store. Radio, podcasts, TV shows, movies, music.
Okay, actually, let's go to the
movies,
radio.
TV show, podcast, radio.
So back in the sources list, that's the always think of that as your first major section. Then there's a search section. Then there's a content section. So just always try to keep your orientation like that. Say we want to move into the content section for the radio. We could do F6 again.
F6, radio tree view, adult contemporary closed, 4 of 25. To move through or expand items, use the arrow keys.
And Amy, if you notice that it actually works okay here.
Yeah.
Because it's only on certain sources that it's broken on. Yeah,
that's right.
Especially the App Store.
The App Store, it's definitely broken in. So now that we know that tab, F6, and Control-Alt-F are your basic navigation keys in the Windows version, I'm going to quickly move over to the Apple version, and I'm going to see some navigation in that as well.
Finder. Desktop.
Okay, so iTunes.
iTunes. Selected alias. Open. iTunes, sources, table, one row selected, column one, iTunes Store, playlist.
This is iTunes on the Macintosh now.
You are currently on a table. To enter this table...
Okay. And it does the exact same behavior. And this is one of the things I like, is that the program's pretty much laid out the same on the Macintosh version as is the Windows. It leaves you off in that same sources list. And this is very important because this is where you pick where you want to start. Again, I'm just going to arrow down to it.
Quick nav on. Quick nav off. Purchased. Store. Purchased on Tesla. Library playlist. Purchased. Store. Ping. Playlist. iTunes Store. Playlist. Radio. Stream. Ringtones. Library playlist. Apps. Books. Library playlist. Podcast 1055 unplayed. Library playlist. Movies, library playlist, music, library playlist.
Okay, you notice that my choices here were different than the choices that we just had on the Windows version. And the reason for that is that this source list is customizable. You can check off items that you want, uncheck the items that you don't want. And I'll show you how to do that in both versions. So basic navigation is really just moving the voiceover cursor. It's voiceover left to right arrow. So I'll give you an example of that.
Search music, search text field.
Now I'm in that search field. All I did was voiceover. Left arrow. And for those of you who are not voiceover users, when I say voiceover, it's the control option keys held down at the same time. Now I could also go to the right to the main content.
Source for music table, no selection.
Okay, now we're in the music table.
New playlist button, shuffle button, repeat all button.
All I'm doing is moving left and right. Well, it's pretty simple navigation. Okay.
You are currently on a button.
So
click this button.
We talked about how to customize it. That's probably the first thing you want to do after you install it. In the Apple version here, to actually change what your preferences to make it look like you want, the preferences are in the menu bar, and shortcut key for that is Command Comma, and I'll show you that.
Menu bar, Apple, iTunes, iTunes, menu, provide iTunes, check for services, hide iTunes, hide others, quit iTunes, Command Q, file, menu, new play, new smart close with add to library, display to page setup, print, ellipsis, Command P. iTunes menu, quit iTunes, hide others, hide iTunes services, check for updates, provide iTunes preferences, ellipsis, Command Comma.
Okay.
Preferences, dialog, general, general, library name, show, source text, list text, grid.
And this is the preferences dialog, and this is going to be similar in the Windows version. We'll see that in a minute. It's a multi-page dialog, and let me show you what your choices are.
General, general,
general.
Okay. Default button, can't general button, playback button.
Playback, general playback.
Sharing button.
Sharing. We'll talk more about sharing in a minute.
Store button.
Store.
Parental button.
Parental.
Devices button.
Devices.
Advanced button.
Advanced. So those are your major categories in the preferences. And let's just pick
one. You are currently on
the button
inside of the tool.
Let's pick general.
Device, parent, store, sharing, but playback, general button.
And I'm just going to do voiceover space.
Press general button. Playback, but share, store, parental, devices button, advanced button, help button. Frank Ventura's library, edit text, content selected.
Okay, first the... It's going to be the name of my library, and by default, it just gives
you,
you a default library. And let me show you some more. Let's just keep on going down in this dialog.
Show.
Show. Now, this is the important part.
Movies. Check. Checkbox.
Okay, so I got movies checked. Let's assume I didn't want movies. I'm not interested. I don't watch movies.
You are currently on a check.
I want that out of my iTunes.
Uncheck. Movies. Checkbox.
I could uncheck that.
Ringtones. Check. Checkbox.
Ringtones. Well, okay, let's leave ringtones. Maybe I'll use those.
TV shows. Uncheck. Checkbox.
Well, TV shows unchecked. Let's leave it unchecked. We don't like that.
Radio, check, checkbox.
We like radio, we'll leave that.
Podcasts, check, checkbox.
Podcasts, we don't listen to them anymore.
Uncheck,
we
podcasts, uncheck. Checkbox. Ping, check, checkbox.
Ping, that's the social networking. We're not going to get into that today because I don't think we have that time frame, but what Ping does is it allows you to rate music, and it's sort of, it has. I don't think it's actually caught on like Apple thought it would. I don't really know anyone who actually uses it. It's basically the way of promoting music and media through crowdsourcing, sort of.
There's been a little controversy about this, about how much it eats your battery life, but my understanding is that some people believe it really does eat your battery life.
I've been reading that as well.
I don't know whether it's
I don't know
or
how
not.
True that really is.
But if it does, if you're having battery life problems, you might want to turn Ping off just to see if it makes any difference.
Sounds like a good idea. Let's turn it off, at least in iTunes.
Uncheck Ping checkbox.
Okay.
iTunes U, uncheck checkbox.
iTunes U, it's not checked. iTunes U is educational material available to Apple, and believe it or not, most of it, I think, is free at this
it
point.
Is.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool. I mean, if you want to take, like, an online class and...
iTunes DJ, uncheck checkbox.
iTunes GJ, basically, it's artificial intelligence, yeah.
Books, check checkbox.
Books, that's audio books.
Genius, uncheck checkbox.
Genius is also artificial intelligence. If you play enough
you
of your music,
checkbox.
It actually kind of decides what you like, and it'll just actually pick stuff for you. I don't use it because I think my tastes are too eclectic for it to really pick the right things for me, so I kind of... But anyway, that's one option.
Apps, check checkbox.
What's the difference between the DJ option and the Genius? You said DJ is artificial intelligence?
Genius actually uses your own preferences, meaning it actually looks at what you like to hear.
Based on how many things you play or how many things you download? Or
I think a combination of all that fact.
Okay.
Yeah. iTunes DJ basically is just, it picks source media from all sources with actually any real thinking about it.
Oh, so it just makes its own...
Yeah.
It makes arbitrary categories.
Okay, that's a good word, arbitrary. That's the word I'm looking for, yeah. In either case, I kind of like to have more control over my music, so I don't really use either one of those.
Shared libraries, check checkbox. Apps, check checkbox.
Apps. Now, this is only really useful if you're going to use an iDevice, and we all talk about the apps from the App Store. That's a category you want checked.
Shared libraries, check checkbox.
Okay, we didn't talk about shared libraries yet, but that's one option as well. I'm going to give you a brief
you
overview
are currently
of
on a
what
checkbox.
That is.
To select or
shared libraries, if say,
select this checkbox, press control.
If you have media on your device, for example, this laptop, and you want it to share with other devices on the same local area network, you could actually share it with that. And I, interestingly enough, last time I did a demonstration here, I had that checked, and I noticed that when I was down in the sources section on the shared, I was actually seeing other people's libraries. So there's a little bit of a component there that, you know, you have to think, you know, wisely when you want it shared, when if you're going to be using it on, say, like a laptop that may end be in different places. Theoretically, I guess people could conceivably just start playing, randomly playing your music, which would bog your system down because it's going to be moving the music off of your system. So it's good at home. I don't know if I'd use it other places. Yeah.
So does that actually take stuff off of your system and put it on somebody else's system if they were on your network, or does it just allow them to read?
It allows them to read, yeah. It does not actually move.
Okay.
Nothing's really getting moved. It's just...
It's not file sharing. It's
yeah.
more just
file
play
snooping.
Sharing. Yeah. No, it's
feed just, only access,
yeah.
basically.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I tell you what, it's...
Can they get into your contacts or your other...
No.
Things? No, nothing like that, no. Well, at least not through this. I mean, obviously right. there's other security risks. One popular use for it that more and more people are using it is to share content between Apple devices with iTunes, meaning like you, if you have content on your PC and you want to play it through your Apple TV or your iPad, iPod, all that stuff works. It's actually becoming more bi-directional as well. For instance, what we do at home is that we have an Apple TV in our TV room, and Luke actually played the content it's on, either this laptop or a desktop computer from that as well.
Can you move it on your own devices?
When you say move it, do you mean actually physically move
yes.
it?
Yes, yeah. Can you, on your own network, through the iTunes computer?
You wouldn't do it through iTunes. You do that actually through regular file sharing, either Mac or Windows file sharing.
Source text. Small pop-up show source icons. List text. Small pop-up show list check. Grid view. Light. When you insert a CD.
Okay. And as we said, that one of the things you could do is rip music using
iTunes.
You are
currently on the text element.
One of your options here is what to do when you insert a CD.
Ask to import CD. Pop-up button.
And I'm going to give you, see what the choices are.
Menu. Ask to import CD. Menu. Import CD. Import CD and eject.
So you could import the
import
CD.
Import CD. Check. Check mark. Ask to import CD. Begin playing.
So you could just play it, or you could do basically nothing.
Ask to import CD. Pop-up button. Import settings. Automatically retrieve CD. Import settings.
Import settings. I want you to take a look at this for a minute, because this is very important. Generally, remember I told you that there's not a whole lot big range of file formats that iTunes supports. It kind of hoodwinks you into using a few specific formats. Well, by default, it uses what's known as ACC format, and you can change that here.
Press import settings, import using, setting, details, 96 kbps, mono, /192 kbps, stereo, normal stereo, optimized for MMX/SSE, using MP. Use this option if you experience problems with the audio quality from audio CDs, MP3 encoder, pop-up button.
Okay, let me tell you what the actual file formats are. I'm not going to go through all the smaller, granular settings as far as bit rates and all that stuff. You can pretty much, assume that.
Menu check mark.
Let me show you what the choices are here.
WAV encoder. Check mark. MP3 encoder.
Okay, mine's set to MP3.
Apple lossless encoder.
Apple lossless.
AIFF encoder. AAC encoder.
AAC. So there'll be different times when you want to use
encoder.
different encoders. That's just for importing music. Okay. Well, actually, importing other content as well besides music, but usually just music.
Setting. Higher quality. One. User. Note. These and
okay.
Help button.
And there's also sorts of granular type of settings in that you wouldn't expect with any program.
Do you have to know what
you are currently
music
on.
It is, or is it going to take it and then import it in the format that you're checking on?
Well, the only thing that we are changing here is the file format that it gets saved.
That it gets saved in. Okay.
Yes. Okay.
So in other words, you can put the thing in and it'll figure out what format it's playing.
If it's a support format.
Right.
Yeah.
And then it converts it.
Yes.
Cancel button. Okay. Okay, default button.
We'll look at some of the other options in
MP3 encoder, higher quality, user, help button, higher MP3, okay, default button, cancel button, prep general, library name, show, source text, list text, grid view, when you insert a CD, check form imports, genius, iTunes view, light, show source icons, show picture, okay, cancel, general button.
Okay, the other tabs you have are
playback button.
Playback? I'll show you that, what the options are here.
Press playback button. Okay, default cancel, general, playback, chat store, but parental, devices button, advanced button, help button, crossfade songs, uncheck checkbox.
Crossfade songs.
Sound enhancer, uncheck checkbox.
Sound enhancer, these are sort of like sound effects types of things. I'm mostly not going to be using these things, but I could see in some circumstances you may want to, mostly for public performances.
Sound check, uncheck checkbox.
Sound check, this is interesting, and I'm not entirely sure I understand what the actual ramifications is, but I've been told that if you're playing a series of sound clips, that it could actually normalize the levels using this. I haven't actually experimented with that, but it's possible.
In the iTunes window, pop-up button. In the iTunes window, English, pop-up button. Off, pop-up button. Show closed captioning when available. Check checkbox. Play videos using standard definition version. Uncheck checkbox. Okay. Default button. Camp general button. Playback. Sharing button.
Sharing button. Now let me tell you, look at the share tab. Look,
press
here.
Sharing button. Okay. Cancel general but playback button, sharing button, store button, parental button, device advanced button, help button, share my library on my local network, check checkbox.
Once you share the library on your local network, that's how you would share.
Share entire library, selected radio button.
And you could choose what you want to share.
Share selected playlists, radio button, required password, uncheck checkbox.
You could actually password to protect it. Oddly enough, the last time I actually was here on the MIT network, I didn't
see
any passwords.
You are currently on a checkbox. Home sharing computers and devices update play accounts, uncheck checkbox. Okay, default button. Cancel.
I'll tell you some. Show you other tabs.
General playback button, sharing button, store button, parental button.
I have a
button.
Question.
Sure.
I noticed that when you go through it each time, you have to go past all of those buttons again every time.
I'm doing it with one finger navigation. I'm tabbing through it. You could move the entire voiceover cursor directly across that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you can. All right. Because
yeah.
That's what I was going to ask.
I'm just using the easiest, most comfortable way of doing it.
Right.
Yeah.
Can you use item chooser on this?
Actually, you can, yeah.
What was that question?
The question that she had was, can you use the item chooser? And the item chooser is actually a list of items on a particular window. So if you want to move quickly to one item, yes, you can use that. And that also works in iTunes itself. This is only on the Mac side.
Is that a part of a voiceover?
That is part of voiceover, yes.
Devices button. Advanced button, help, but share my library on my share entire lot, share, help, advanced, but device, parental button.
I want to show you parental tab, only for, if you get screwed up, I want to show you why you may get screwed up.
You press parental button, oh, cancel, general, playback button, sharing button, store, advanced, but help, button, podcast, uncheck checkbox.
This is parental controls, you can actually lock this down with a password.
Your radio, uncheck checkbox.
Now, there may be times when you may be looking for a certain category and you can't get access to it.
You are currently on a
chat box. It's possible that you actually put parental control on it. So I just want to show you this tab to know where you can actually go check to see if it's not locked out.
iTunes Store, Shared Library, Restrict Explicit Content, Uncheck Checkbox.
I think some useful things maybe if you want to lock out the store entirely.
You are currently on a checkbox.
For kids, spouses, whatever.
Click the lock to prevent for movies to uncheck checkbox. PG TV shows to uncheck checkbox.
And actually has some granular things you can do ratings as well.
TV-United apps to uncheck checkbox. Show content ratings in library.
My purpose in showing that is just so you know if something isn't available to you, why you may not.
Ping. Okay. Catch playback. Sharing store. But parental. Devices button. Advanced button.
And one other thing is the advanced tab. We'll see that.
Press advanced button. Okay. Playback. Shifts. Pro devices. Advanced. Help button. Change button. Reset button. Keep iTunes media folder organized. Check checkbox.
This is important. It says keep iTunes media folder organized. It could actually sort things physically on a disk for you. Or you could choose not to do that. Depending on how you like to keep your disk structure and your file system, you may not want to do that.
Copy files to iTunes media folder when adding to library. Uncheck checkbox.
Another important control. Copy media files to library when importing.
You are currently on a checkbox. To select.
If you import something with this checkbox checked, the copy of that will be taken and put into your iTunes folder on the disk. Now, you may not want that, and I'll give you an example why you may not want that. For instance, at our house, we have a server with most of my music that I've ripped from CDs. Now, if I add a computer to a network and I want to add that music to my iTunes library on a computer, I don't want two copies of that music. I just want to add the pointers to those files, but leave them in the same location. So that actually deals with the physical location of the files on your disk. So that's a strategy you may want to keep in mind.
Reset warnings button. Reset cap. Keep mini. Keep movie window. Okay. Default
that's
button.
That's basically it. Okay.
Repeat all button. Show artwork button.
So those are basic preferences. Now let me switch back to Windows for a minute because I don't want to get too Mac-ish just for keeping everything fair and fair.
Finder. VMware Fusion. VMware Fusion. Window.
Mystic.
Empty scroll area.
So one of the things you're going to want to do is, first thing you probably want to do, after you set all the preferences, tell iTunes how you want it to behave, is you want to go and put some content into iTunes, usually. For instance, if you have a folder of music on your computer, you may want to say, I want to import that music. So let me go to the sources.
Shift tab, full volume button, shift tab, mute button, shift tab, sources, preview radio, 5, level
go
1,
music.
TV show, movies, music.
Okay, and let me just move over to that, and you're going to see that I really don't have anything in it yet, just to prove that this is a virgin copy.
F6, music, 1 to 5, F6. Tap, mute button, tap, full volume, tap, songs and music videos you add to I tap, download music, tap, get new music, tap, find music, tap, iTunes can search your own, tap, watch the tutorial, tap, find MP3, tap, shop for music, tap,
okay.
Import your CDs.
So it's
tap,
giving me all these
iTunes,
options. What's not telling me is what music's in here because there's nothing in
tap,
there.
Watch the tutorial. Tap. Music is available in the iTunes store in select countries.
On this computer here, this virtual computer, I should say, I have a folder full of MP3 files. So how do we add them? Okay, so let's go into the file menu and Windows, Alt-F. On Windows, it's Alt-F.
Alt-F, menu, new playlist, control plus N. To navigate, press up or down arrow, N.
And this is a big folder of music. It's in my music. I don't want to add a particular file. I want to add the whole folder in one shot.
New playlist from selection.
So I'm just downloading this
new
menu.
New playlist, folder, new smart, edit smart, close window, add file to library, control plus O, A.
That's, that'd only be one file at a time. And this is, I've probably got 20 or so artists here, so that's, that wouldn't be too convenient. So let's do.
Add folder to library.
Add folder.
A.
Okay.
Enter, leaving menus, sources, preview music, 1 to 5. To move through or expand items, use the arrow keys. Browse for folder dialog. Add to library. OK button to activate
okay.
Space bar.
And this is just a regular open file dialog. We've seen it a million times. I'm going to pick my music.
Shift tab. Make new folder. Shift tab. Preview my music closed. 1 to 3.
Okay, so it's only on
through
my music.
Expand
cool.
Items, use the arrow keys. Tab. Make new folder. Tab. OK button to add space.
Okay.
Adding files dialog. Processing. 0.07 all I hear. MP3. Stop button to activate. Press space bar. Alt plus S. iTunes. Sources. Preview music. 1
and
to 5.
And it made that nice little bloop sound, so I found something.
Items, use the arrow keys.
And actually, I don't even remember what was on here, so it's going to be as much a surprise to me as it will be to you to see what I found.
Tap, play button, tap, mute button, tap, volume, tap, full volume, tap, button text, tap, button album list, view radio, button check.
Now, before I actually look at this, let's look at some of these buttons here actually change the way the display works, and it's all personal preference.
Shift tap, button text list, view radio.
Text list, that's basically just a list of everything that's in your library.
Tap, button album list view radio button checked.
Album view.
Tap, button grid view radio button not checked.
Grid view.
Select tap, button cover flow view radio button.
Cover flow.
Not
I kind of like grid view, and like
shift
I said,
tap,
that's personal preference.
Grid view radio space.
So let's try that for this.
Tap, button cover tap, button search tap, button search music edit tap, zoom icons left or tap, button group by albums radio button checked. To change the selection.
Let's group by artists.
Tap, button group by artists, radio button not checked, touch space. Tap, button group by genre, tap, button group by compose, tap, music list box tray, one album, 13 songs, 1 of 1.
Okay, so found artist name is Train, okay, and we could open it up.
Train, one album, 13 songs.
Let's see what else we got, and see what's inside there.
Enter, iTunes, sources, preview, music, one
so
of
all I did was hit enter and move into it.
F6. Movie tap, mute button to active, shift tap, sources preview movies, to music tap, play button, tap, button text tap.
One annoying thing it does is that after you open up a folder, focus throws you back to the sources view, and I've noticed that this kind of did not always happen. So I think this goes back to what Amy, you were saying that.
It's the latest version.
Yeah.
It's nasty.
I think there's a lot more work involved with using this version than it really should be.
Tap, button grid view rate, tap, music list view 1, all I ever wanted, time 4:06, album for me it's you, genre rock, 1 of 13.
Okay, so we got 13 songs.
2, get out, time 3:24, album for me it's you, genre rock. 3, cap, time 3:23, album for me it's you, genre rock.
So remember what we said, that music is just a major container for all of your music. Now, what would happen here if you imported something that was that iTunes couldn't tell what it was? For instance, say you go to Barnes & Noble, buy an audiobook on CD. What does it do? I mean, it doesn't know that that is a book as opposed to music. So it's going to dump it in your music directory. However, you could change that. So let me show you what happens if I do Control I here, and I think it's Control I because now I'm dealing with two sets of commands here, and some of my brain is not smart enough for this.
Control I. iTunes dialog summary tab to switch pages rescued.
Control I in Windows, and then it's Command I for the Mac version. Then it gives you the information about that particular track, and this is where you may want to actually change some items. For instance, this is a multi-page dialog. I'll tell you, like, take a look at this.
Shift tab, next button to add tab, summary tab to switch page, blank info tab
info
to switch
tab,
pages,
okay.
Press control tab.
ID3 information.
That's part of this. This is where you would actually add that as well.
Blank video tab, sorting tab. Options tab to switch page tab, volume adjustment colon left right slider tab, equalizer preset tab, media kind colon combo box, music 1 to 5.
Okay, media kind is important to
use the arrow key. Podcast, music, podcast, iTunes, new, iTunes, audiobook.
Those are choices. So if it ever imported something incorrectly or you imported something knowingly into the wrong folder or source, you could actually just change it in here.
Voice memo.
That's actually important too, because you could actually synchronize that with an iDevice. You know.
Audiobook.
If it was an audiobook, we'd change it in here. And like I said, there's also ID3 tags in here. There's a lot of information.
What's
about
an ID3 tag?
Do you know what the term metadata means?
A little bit.
Okay.
In photography, yeah.
It's data about data. So in the case of like some like music, you may want to know who the artist is, or you know, what the name of the song is, for that matter. For instance, you're listening to a media player, and you listen to like an online radio station, and it says now playing, and it says like Jackson Brown. Well, where did it get that information from? It's not listening to the song and saying, oh, well, I like that guy. He must be my favorite artist. And it's not that the level of intelligence doesn't exist. It's using data about the data.
Is that similar to the album artwork, or is that?
No, album artwork is actually a separate thing.
Actually, no, album artwork is part of the ID3
tab. Is it part of it?
Yes.
Okay, so those files that come along with it, what are those actually for?
Well, you can embed the files into the.
Okay, because I'm just used to seeing it as, you know, separate files, but.
Escape, iTunes, music list view 3, cap, time 3:23, album for me.
Okay, just for the heck of it, we'll try playing that.
Enter. 4, give myself to you, time 3.
Okay, and I just hit enter. And enter always changes, you know, if you move to another song, it'll change the focus to another song. Simple controls in the Windows version. There's volume control, with and that's your control key plus your up and down. And then tracks, control key, left, right, arrow.
4.
Okay, let's pause this with space.
Space.
In the Windows version, you want to remember, enter, change your focus and play, space bar, play, pause, control, left and right arrow, move between tracks, control up and down, is your volume. In the Mac version, very similar, enter key, plays things, pause, stop, space bar. The only difference, instead of control, you're using command key. So it's command up and down for your volume, command left and right for your move between tracks. That's the most basic commands as far as playing audio. A couple of things you may want to do. You may want to create different playlists.
Shift tab, button search music edit.
I'd like you to demonstrate deleting a file from the library so that I can ask a question when you do it.
Tab, music list view play targeted 4. Give myself.
Let's see, let's pick something to delete.
5. Am I reaching you now? Time 3:44. Album for me, it's you. Genre.
Okay, so let's try and.
Applications, context menu to navigate, get info, rating sub, show and win, set default, clear default, get album art, get track name, convert ID, reset play, create arc version, consolidate, show and play, copy, C, delete, D. Enter, leaving menus, iTunes dialog, are you sure you want to remove the selected song from your iTunes library? This song will also be removed from any iPod, iPhone, or iPad which synchronizes with your iTunes library. Remove button to activate, press spacebar. Tab, cancel tab, do not ask me again, checkbox tab, remove button
okay,
to activate, press space, iTunes, music list view 6.
Question was on mine, it says something about... You want to send this file to the recycle bin or remove it. And then it says something like, only removed files will be sent to the recycle bin. And it's confusing. But you just didn't do that.
Yeah, okay. Well, good. That's actually a good question. Remember when in the preferences we talked about where your library is stored and it was that checkbox? that lets you move things into your library as opposed to leaving it at a destination.
Right.
This is unchecked, so everything's staying where I started off with. However, if you had it in your iTunes folder physically, you may be asked the question you're being asked. And what they're really asking you, Jerry, is do you just want to kill the reference to the file in your iTunes library, or do you want to take the physical file off of the folder of iTunes on your disk structure and move to the recycle bin? Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah.
I have seen that question. Okay.
So really what you're doing here is, by deleting it, you're just playing with pointers, right?
In my case here, I didn't physically delete anything off the disk. With the question Jerry got,
right.
He could have. Yeah.
So I think part of my library is in the library and part of it is being pointed to. Is it possible to do that?
It actually is, yeah. Yeah, you could actually
switch that checkbox back and forth,
yeah.
Right? When you want it, depending upon when you import.
Right.
One of the things you could do, Jerry, if you really kind of like, if that's a concern, make sure you could look through your iTunes folder and compare it to, you know, your other folder, whatever that may be, and then move all the stuff in your iTunes folder into, you know, the other folder. Then erase everything in your iTunes library, uncheck that box, and re-import the whole folder.
I was under the impression that the iTunes folder only stored stuff that iTunes downloaded. That was like its default download folder.
The behavior you're talking about is determined by a checkbox we saw in the Advanced tab. If you have it set to physically import the media, it will actually add that media to the iTunes folder.
Oh, no, I understand the difference. Okay. But I know that like iTunes by default creates a user's music iTunes folder. And I assume that that's where, like, if you were to download an app, it would go there. If you were to like download music from the iStore, it would go there.
That's true. But in addition, you could also move... You can import
it. You can move it.
Yeah, you can import anything.
Which is different than, like, where the database, which is your library.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Was, I know that somewhere under iTunes, like the .tv file, where it stores what's played in the music library. Like, when you delete a file from the music library, you don't delete it from the hard drive. It's just being removed from the database.
With the setup I have here, yes. With the setup Jerry has, on the other hand, it will actually pull it out of the iTunes folder. Optionally, it can, anyway, based on the question you got.
Is that the organized... Keep iTunes organized? Is that the checkbox we're talking about?
It's the one next to that. It says import items into the iTunes folder.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, because my computer is the same way. And the problem is my disk is full, and I've read the stuff. Amy sent me stuff and everything, and I'm terrified to try to... I want to put everything on a portable hard, you know, a big portable hard drive, because there's almost no space left.
Okay, that's the exact example of why you would want to not import stuff into the iTunes folder. Yeah, another example is, like, if you have multiple computers, why do you want to import all the songs onto the same computer? You could just use a network drive, yeah.
What about that, keeping the library organized, though? Isn't that a bad thing to do?
It's not a bad thing. Like, it would be a bad thing for me, I'll tell you why. Because on my server, I have music, then I have folders for each artist, then I have songs in each one. If I check that box... it would totally change the way that structure existed. So in my case, it would be bad, but you may find that to be a desirable thing.
I have probably 4,000 albums, but they're all in zip files, so I have to open each one up. They're MP3s within a zip file. So do I have to open each one up, add them to my library?
I think at this point, yes. You could probably work around that. There are programs out there that will do a batch unzip. This command line interfaces for
them. Doesn't pkunzip do a batch unzip?
I think you're right, yeah.
You mean for multiple zip files?
Start.
Yeah, there are things out there that would do batch.
Well, that's a topic for another time.
Yeah, okay. The answer to your question right now, Amy, is that you might be. Yeah, you have to take the long road to get there.
Because the thing, and what I would want to do then is make sure that checkbox is set so that it doesn't import the actual files to my iTunes library. Because my problem is I don't want to sync it all because I won't have space on my iPhone for all of that.
Well, okay, iPhone synchronization is a totally different subject now.
Right, okay.
And actually, let me just talk, because we're not going to get to iPhones, but because I think we're going to run up against time. But let me talk about that. Just because we're importing something into your iTunes library...
does not mean it's syncing.
Doesn't mean
device.
That you're going to sync it to your iDevice. Within the source for your iDevice, there's another level of settings much like this that actually says what it will be synced.
Okay.
Think of three dimensions here. You have the physical hard disk, then you have the iTunes library, which may just be pointers to your physical hard disk, or it actually may be pointers to files within iTunes structure itself. And then you may have content on your iDevice. So that's all three of these could be different things, depending on your needs. It's flexible, but it's also confusing because of that flexibility.
Let's say you're on an older Windows machine, you've got like a lot of music in WMA files. When you've got to import those to the library, it actually asks you if you want to, it tries to convert them into like, well, not convert them, but it'll make a copy of like whatever, the AAC file. It doesn't play the WMA, so it wants to create a second copy.
Okay, this goes back to what we were saying, that there is a limited amount of file types that it will support natively. The WMA will always be converted to something. However, like, for instance, MP3 files may not be converted because you may have your import settings set to you to...
I think it's something to do with the DRM.
Oh, are these protected WMA files?
No, they aren't. Even though they're not protected, because it can't read the DRM information correctly or something, it gives you a whole warning when you ever it comes across like you import a folder of WMA files.
Well, the one warning I do see is that it must convert all WMA files because that's not a native file format.
Right, but I was actually impressed. I think it says something about because of the digital signatures.
Well, then maybe a protected file.
Well, no, because I burnt them all myself, so I know I had protection turned off.
When you say you burnt them, you burnt them onto a CD?
I ripped them from CD, yeah.
Oh, you ripped them? Okay. When you ripped them on... But and they were in WMA format?
Correct.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe it was an older version of WMA.
Yeah.
So we've been actually having to, re-ripping them out of MP3s.
Well, one thing you could do... I wouldn't go to a body of, killing off CDs, by the mass, by re-ripping them. You may want to run them through, a program like Switch Sound Converter, something like that, or Sound Taxi, and just get them into a different file format. You can usually do it, a folder at a time. That may solve your problem, because what you're saying is kind of weird, because I've seen messages about protected WMAs not being, supported, but if it's not protected, it shouldn't crash on. Now, when you say it just gives you a message, and does it not allow you to do it?
Oh, well, we usually choose not to do it because we don't want double files on there. And then, of course, the file format that it converts it to is not playable by WinAmp for some reason.
Well, here's the thing. At some point in time, the file will have to be converted to a format that it likes. Let's put it that way. So your best bet really would be...
I know. But I'm just saying you didn't actually mention that. It wants something to make a second copy for those people who already have hard drive space and they have older file formats.
Yeah.
It tries to create a second copy somewhere.
Yeah, it will. That's the case. I didn't mention that. If it is not a supported format, it will try to bring it in as a supported format. That's true. Okay.
I want to hear you talk about how many iDevices you can sync with one computer and why and when.
I've done myself 3 devices on one. I don't think there actually is a practical limit. There may be a technical limit.
I thought it was 5.
It's 5.
Sync or to sync devices or
5 devices on one with one computer
for apps that you buy.
Is it 5 devices?
I think 5.
So I thought the five limitation was for media that you purchased.
Yes.
To authorize the device to play it.
I think that's right, Frank. I think it's for things you purchase or you don't.
But that's not necessarily how many devices you could sync.
Am I correct in saying that you can only sync a device on one computer?
You could only sync with one library. This is a little getting out there. You have to kind of thinking out of the box a little bit with that. For instance, my iPhone right now is not synced with either one of these copies of iTunes. I could plug it in and I could actually move files in between in it. Filer, it's an app to move files. I could do stuff like that. If I wanted to synchronize with the library on either one of these copies, it would replace what I have on my phone.
Yes. So you can only sync a device with one library, but you can sync multiple devices with one library.
Yeah, and then this comes back to what we were just saying, that I think you could sync as many devices as you want in one library, but you could only authorize 5 devices to play your purchases. And that's only for stuff you actually bought. So, in the case I just had, I imported a CD that was already in MP3 format on my computer already. I mean, I don't see any technical reason why you couldn't synchronize that with at least up to the technical limitation of iTunes as far as how many devices you could have.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have it in your library then. You'd have to have it somewhere else.
Well, no, it'd still be in your library.
Well, no, because you can only sync... Well, okay, yeah, because I guess you're right. Yeah, because you could sync that one library with any number of devices.
Yeah, I mean, I could cook up 10 different devices.
Right,
everyone in this room could bring me a device and I could synchronize that file with that device. Yeah.
But if I purchase stuff from iTunes, then there's a limit to the number of devices that that material can go to?
Yeah. There's a limit to how many. There's a 5-device limit to that. I mean, that limit really is how many devices you could actually, it will be authorized to play that media. However, remember, once you get the media onto your computer, you could rip it, you could burn it to a CD, re-rip it in, and that you just took away that restriction.
Right.
Yeah.
Can I take your iPod and copy everything from it into my library without erasing your iPod or replacing it?
Ah, good question, because I've done this. What you would need to do would be to authorize your copy of iTunes to do that with my account and password.
Now, what does that do to the number of times you can...
That would click off one of those 5.
So you're giving him one of your 5.
Exactly. When they say 5 devices, they're not talking about mobile devices like iPads and iPods. What they're really talking about is 5 copies of iTunes.
Let's say I go and visit my daughter in Pittsburgh, and I've got lots of good stuff on my iPod that I think she ought to want to hear. How can I make that available to her without giving her access to my account?
Well, you could just play the iPod.
Thanks.
Okay,
so
but I
have no way that I can transfer what's in my library onto her iPod without actually destroying what she's already put on her iPod. In other words, there's no way that I can add to what's on her iPod.
You mean you're talking about blending your 2 libraries
yes.
together.
Yeah.
There is. It involves jailbroken iPods and some hacking. And let's just say, just Google it, okay? Just Google it. It's possible, and I read some interesting topics about it, but yeah.
Within the normal use of iPods,
right.
iPhones,
no.
The way they want you to do it is that if you buy that piece of whatever music, you know, from the store, they're okay with you playing it. You know, they're okay with you accessing it on 5 different copies of iTunes and synchronizing it to pretty much any device you have. This is what they don't want you doing, bringing it and plugging into my copy of iTunes and blending all libraries.
Could he plug his iPod into his daughter's computer and would the stuff just show up? Should he just copy the individual files, or that wouldn't work either?
The file format on an iPod, and this is true of you know, iPhones, iPads, it's not like a regular Windows structure. It's encrypted into a database so that you can't easily do that.
Okay.
You know, people
so
have
it's
to,
not an MP3, it's some format that Windows won't recognize.
Well, yeah, it's actually, believe it or not, it moves it into ACC format.
Right.
But that whole database itself is encrypted.
Gotcha.
Does this sort of mean that what you really ought to do is you ought to have anything you purchase in a completely different folder than things that you rip yourself so that you have the ability to...
I don't necessarily know if that's the case, but I tell you one thing, when it comes to music, and keep in mind you could purchase other things, such as music, because of the strong long arm of the law and you know certain publishers, once you download music, that's it. You can't re-download it for free. I don't know if anyone's ever noticed this. My recommendation is get it off the computer into another format, just to have a backup copy. I think that to make an archival copy of a piece of music you bought, is that legal? I think it is.
I'm sure it's legal. The question is whether, at the point when you make an archival copy, you're outside of iTunes anyway, right? I mean,
you'd be outside of iTunes.
Yeah, you're not trying to do it in iTunes. I don't think you could clip that one.
Actually, I was asking the question from the other angle, which is, if you have stuff that you've taken from CDs that were purchased, and you put it into your iTunes mm-hmm. so it can go on your iPod, doesn't it make sense to make sure that that's in a separate folder from the purchases that you've made, because they're not subject to those kind of restrictions?
The physical location of where it goes doesn't really matter. What it is that you can't authorize more than 5 copies of iTunes to access your library. That's basically
so it treats everything that's on it the same.
Once it's on the iDevice.
Yeah, whether you bought it from the
exactly,
app store
it doesn't
or whether
matter.
You got
yeah.
you
yeah,
it
yourself.
Know
the difference.
It won't know a difference, no.
Is this, Frank, a reason for people who don't want to get or have these restrictions to say, who want to purchase music to purchase, say, from Amazon, where you could then actually be downloading MP3s?
I totally disagree with that, because you could download from the iTunes store, convert it to MP3, and still have that file anywhere you want. The restriction is not on what you did with your purchased item. The restriction is on how you could use the iTunes library.
Gotcha.
It offers you the opportunity to make a backup.
Finder, desktop.
Yeah, it actually does kind of.
Selected.
It kind of, now that you think of it, you're right. It actually kind of does encourage you to make a backup copy of it. So the restriction is not on anything that you may purchase, which actually are not protected in any way, by the way. All the iTunes stuff that you download from the iTunes store is not protected. The restriction is on how many copies of iTunes can you authorize to access your library. Yeah.
And you can burn a CD off of a playlist, right?
Yes, you can. Yeah, absolutely can. Yeah. Okay, so which brings us to playlists. How do we create a playlist? Okay, so just like it's in the file menu in Windows, so we're going to create a playlist here.
Find, window, searching, this Mac, toolbar, search, search text field. VMware Fusion, window, Mystic, MDMD school area.
Alt F, menu, new playlist, control plus N.
New playlist, shortcut keys. If you hit the shortcut keys, it's control N.
Enter, leaving menus, sources, preview, music, 1 to 5. To move through or expand items, use the arrow keys. Name playlist dialog. Enter a name for the playlist, colon, edit, untitled playlist, type of text.
We don't like untitled playlist, that's a default.
Blank, V, I, B, U, G.
Firebug.
Enter.
Okay, now before I tell you, and see who was listening to me, when you create a playlist, where does it show up in iTunes? And this is true of either version.
Sources.
Very good. Okay, good. Okay, just make sure you're still awake. So if we're in the sources, go down till we find...
Top tab, mute button, shift tab, Vivid.
Oop, there it is, Vivid. Okay. Now, if we just want to play it, all we have to do is hit enter. But what do we have to do before we can play a playlist?
You gotta put some songs.
There we go, okay.
Yeah, you better put something in there. Yeah.
And believe it or not, it doesn't necessarily have to be music. It could be, like, voice notes, audiobooks, yeah. Let's keep it very freeform, but we'll go to music.
Top 20, recently, my top Rick music videos. Club 90 of Oz, I left level 1. Genius, 1 of M. Movies. Music.
Okay. I'm going to move back to that list. And as Amy knows, this is like running the gauntlet with the F6 here.
F6, button search music edit, type of text, tab, music list, tab, train, shift tab, all artists but tab, train, tab, new playlist button, shift tab, all artists but shift tab, music list view 2, get out, time 3:24.
Let's just select like two things here, make it an easy one.
3, cab, time 3. Selected, 2, get out, time 3:20, applications, context, met, rating, sub, clear, default, get alpha, clear, download,
and I just hit the applications key.
Get track name, convert, I, reset, click, create, odd version, consolidate, add to playlist, sub menu, A.
Notice it's a sub menu because you could have 1,000 playlists.
Vivek, B.
And first one's Vivek, so hit enter.
Enter, leaving menus, music list, view 2, get out, time 3:20.
Okay, so now we're going to move back to the sources list.
Shift F6, button search music edit, type of text. Shift F6, sources preview music, 1 to 5, to move.
Let's see, let's hit V, because I don't...
V, Vivek.
First letter navigation works pretty well, too. And to play it, how do we play something?
Enter,
good.
Enter.
Okay, now how do we pause it?
Spacebar.
Okay. Just seeing who's still awake here. Now, playlists are good if you're just using iTunes by itself. That's fine. They're also very good if you're using iDevices because it makes it a really easy way to determine what music or content, I should say, you want synchronized. Because one of your options is synchronize only selected playlists. And those of you who have iPhones probably saw that. So that's basically how you play and organize your content. Let's look at another source. Let's look at the radio here.
Radio, F6, radio, preview, adult, contemporary, closed.
Now, this is on the Windows version. On the Mac version, when you move to the radio tree view, you'd have to interact with it first, because it would just say, like table, radio, but you'd have, and say, please interact with stair, or plus whatever the actual wording is, but you have to interact with it first. In this case, on the Windows version, you actually don't do that. You just use the arrow keys. Let's pick a category.
Classical,
okay.
Level 0, adult contempt, alternative rock, closed.
I mean, that's not what I would pick, don't I?
Ambient, blues, closed. Classic rock, closed. Classical, closed.
Now, it said closed, so what does that indicate to everyone?
It's a right arrow.
Okay.
Classical, open.
Okay, now you have to give it a minute because it has to pull down all the radio stations. Okay, so let's see what we got.
Level 1, a 1900 classical, comments the best of classic music / abacus.fm Beethoven, abacus.fm classical 1, comments abacus.fm classical 1, please.
Okay, it's in alphabetical order. Let's try playing it.
Enter.
And then we may have a problem on this network doing this, I tell you. It's a public network.
Abacus, ABC Classic, comments A to Z of, enter, opening URL dialog, connecting, Stop button to activate. Press spacebar. Alt plus S.
We may get a lot of buffering on this network, but we'll see. Usually it's pretty quick.
iTunes Radio Preview Play Targeted.
Okay, so that's basically how you used radio. Remember, to change your focus to anything, just hit the enter key. There's a bazillion major categories, because classical, ambient, alternative, comedy, rock, yada yada, there's a ton of stuff.
Now, does it show what the what's playing?
There's a playing, yeah, now playing thing.
Tap, new playlist, tap, show artwork button, to tap, 132 streams. Tap, sources, previewer, tap, previous button, tap, stop button, tap, next button, tap, mute button, to add, tap, volume, left, right, tap, full volume, but tap, show next view, but tap, ABC Classic. Tap, Academy of St. Martin dash Peter Dam dash Sir Neville Mariner dash Horn Concerto No. 4 E dash flat K 495 colon Rondo left paranalic HTTP colon ///
www.academy
of St. Martin.
I don't know much about classical music, so I have no clue what they just said.
Are we actually listening to a radio station now?
We are.
Yeah.
There's hundreds of them.
HTTP.
I wouldn't be surprised if there's 1,000 radio stations in here.
Now, are these radio stations that you're pulling down specific to what iTunes has? I mean,
some seem
to be able to get their stuff from Live365, and some get it from Shoutcast, and so on. But
it's not only Shoutcast type servers on this. It's other formats I've noticed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not entirely sure how it picks the things.
Academy,
I don't know if it's voluntary or is it just looking for stuff. I mean, for instance, like ACB Radio is on here. I'm not sure if like someone from ACB Radio had to like...
Well,
you know,
ACB Radio, I happen to know, does broadcast on, I think it's Live365.
Yeah. I don't think this is pulling anything from Live365.
Frank, does that have the capability of recording a radio program that you're...
Not on board iTunes. And I think that's a licensing issue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
However, if you're using on the Mac side, you could easily do this with the Audio Hijack.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the Windows side, you could probably do it like Total Recorder or something like that. Yeah, so you could do it with another program, but yeah. I think they'd run into issues if they did that natively built into...
Tap, elapsed time, go to current, tap, radio, preview, play, ABC, class, space.
Let's pause that. So that's basically how the radio works, and you know, that's the same way in the Mac version. You just move to it.
Can you do some like presets or like favorites, things like that? Radio station?
I haven't found a way of doing favorites, but remember, you could search for things too.
Right.
So if you remember the name of a station, you could just search for it that way. Let me try seeing if we could even search for something.
Could you make those icons
on the desktop? No. However, also, the other thing, too, is if you know the actual web address of a radio station that's not in here, you could just add it in. Let's try searching for something here.
F6. Sources preview. F6. Radio preview. Adult cont. F6. Sources preview. Radio 5.
Enter search text. Previous search. AT.
Prov. 90'S. Mute. Tap. Mute button. To add. Shift tap. Sources preview. 90'S. Mute.
Voice over off.
2 of 9. To move through or expand item.
Why does it have a mute button? Could you explain to me why?
In case your phone rings and you want it to shut it down while you're talking on the phone.
Well, think about the difference between mute and pause.
Is iTunes as accessible with Window Eyes as it is with JAWS?
iTunes is a little different with Window Eyes, but they're actually sometimes... I think this version actually works better with Window Eyes than it does with JAWS.
That was one of my first points when I was talking about that. One of the things that kind of creeps me out about using it on the PC side is that it's very consistent depending on the actual circumstance. Like,
yep.
I tried this version with System Access, and I was really impressed.
Now, are you using this, Frank, with the JTube scripts?
I am not. I don't really see a reason to do that. I mean, there's a few added... You know, functionality. I don't really see that as being really necessary.
Mm-hmm.
It is accessible. You shouldn't have to script it.
Right.
Yeah.
But it didn't used to be, and a lot of the reason for JTunes was that originally JAWS hadn't done much with it.
Yes, that's correct.
Mm-hmm.
Years ago, you tap through iTunes and let's say like scroll area. Yeah, the accessibility was poor. That's no longer the case.
If you had wanted to, could you have put that classical station that we were
listening to as part of the Vibug playlist?
To my knowledge, no. But let me just check. I mean, because he could be right. But I didn't think he could. But.
Caps lock on. Cat app. Leaving menus. Running applications. Taskbar. To move through items. Press left or right arrow.
They did notice a new playlist button when you were tabbing through this stuff.
Alt tab. iTunes. Sources. Preview 90 apostrophe S music. 2R. Radio, podcast, radio, F6, radio, preview.
I think the answer to your question, Steve, is going to be that you can't put it into a playlist, but you can make it its own playlist.
Oh.
That would probably. But let me just make sure I'm not lying to you.
Level 0, adult contemporary, close, adult contemporary, open. Level 1, ABC stars A application. C, copy C, C, copy C. Escape, leaving menus, caps lock on, caps tab, new playlist button, the space, sources, preview radio, 5 of 5, to move through or expand items, use the arrow keys, name playlist dialog, enter a name for the playlist, colon, edit, untitled playlist, T-E-S-T-S-P-E-D-O, enter, iTunes, sources, preview, test 2, 9 of 6, test 2, 9 of 10, Vivek. Test 2, enter, tap, mute button, tap, volume, left tap, full volume, tap, playlist, tap, create a personal selection of your music, tap, to add to the tap, burn music, to tap, burn this, tap, watch the tutorial, tap, share it with friends, tap, publish this, tap, learn more.
It didn't give me an option to add it to a playlist, no, okay, I didn't think it would turn.
Can you
top 25 most played?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
How do you do that? Because when I, at least on the iPod, when I do a playlist and then I hit shuffle, it just plays out.
Well, it will still play everything. But all it does is change the order. Shuffle.
Right, but it plays things that are outside of the playlist when I hit shuffle.
In that case, you're not really playing the playlist.
How do you?
Okay. Now you're talking about on.
Well,
on
my iPod.
Okay.
My iPod,
okay.
Would that be the same? It's the same.
It's actually not the same thing. On the bottom of your iPod, you'll see like there's different categories like artist playlists.
Yes.
Yeah. You want to go into playlist, and then I think you want to select the playlist you want, then play from there.
I've done that, and then when I hit shuffle, it goes outside.
Goes outside the playlist?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll actually come up with an answer for that. I don't have it in front of me.
Sorry,
that's okay.
I thought it was the same thing.
Anyway, in iTunes, there's a button that says shuffle. Also, under in the menu bar.
Menu bar. View. Control C. Menu. Play space unavailable. Next. Previous. Can play recent. Next. Previous chapter. Audio and suit titles. Increase volume. Can decrease. Shuffle sub menu. S. Turn on shuffle. T.
Yeah, so.
By songs checked. O. By albums. A. By groupings. G.
Yeah.
Turn on shuffle.
Yeah, you have it's a little bit different. I run into this that it's not as intuitive on the iPod. And it's what, an iPod Touch?
Well, now I have an iPhone, but I was trying it on the iPod Touch before.
Eject disk control play space unavailable. P. Escape menu bar to navigate.
Okay, so you want to take a look at the iTunes store? We have enough time?
Yeah.
Okay. And let's switch back over to the Mac because I think I've been.
Alt tab. Leaving menu bar.
I've been totally fair to people here.
Alt control F5. VoiceOver on RPMFU. Navigate finder upper down arrow. I Internet Explorer 1 of 8.
Searching
I,
is Mac. List view. Empty table. Close window. Desktop. iTunes. VMware Fusion. Window. Finder. iTunes. iTunes. Window. iTunes. Show artwork button has keyboard focus.
Okay.
Repeat all but shop new playlist. Music table. No selection verticals. Sources table. One row.
So obviously on in the sources, our source is gonna be the store.
Movies, library, podcast ones or books, live apps one unplayed, ringtones, radio, stream, iTunes store, playlist.
First thing you're gonna do is you're gonna sign into the store, and that's under the store menu, and I'll show you where that is. I've actually signed in already because
menu bar,
the only reason I chose to do it that way is because I didn't feel like typing my password in front of everyone.
iTunes, file, edit, view, controls, store. Real return, authorize this computer, ellipsis.
There you go.
To authorize this computer, sign out.
The command says sign out. If I wasn't signed in, it would say sign in.
You are currently on the menu.
And it just gives you exactly what you think it would.
Sources,
yeah.
Table.
Your account name and password, basically. There's two ways of shopping in the store. Yeah, at risk of sounding sexist, there's the guy version and there's the girl version of shopping. The guy version is you know what you want, and you just get to that thing the fastest you can and get out of the store. There's the girl version where you could browse through the store. Okay, so how would you actually just search for something very specific? Somebody pick something for me. You want to search for something.
Gotta be able to guy thing, so beer.
You almost made me want to search for one of the worst songs I've ever heard from in my life. Beer for my glasses. Let's do it.
iTunes. Previous iTunes store page button. HTML content. Leg. Selection deleted.
You're going to get him back.
B-E-E-R space at O-O-X-I-T-M-Y.
I'm just going to do BFMI and hit enter.
iTunes busy. iTunes ready.
One thing
you are currently on a text field.
It didn't do is it didn't give me any feedback there. It didn't go make any bleeps or so. I'm wondering if it actually did find it, so. But let's find out.
Sources, verticals, previous, next, iTunes Store Home button, music menu, movie, TV shows, App Store button, App Store Mint, Frank Ventura account menu, HTML content.
Now, HTML content. When you're actually in the store itself, it's formatted in HTML, and all your normal commands kind of work. Like, for instance, if you're using JAWS, H is going to move you to a heading. Tabbing move you to a link, B for buttons, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
On the Mac side, all your voiceover commands will work, tab, you know, the web loader, that sort of stuff works too. So think, you know, if you know how to navigate a web page, you'll be okay in here. So let's go into here and see what happens.
Interact with HTML content link, power search.
So first thing is a power search. If we want to, you know, go really advanced search, we're not going to do that. So we'll just keep on moving here.
Heading level 2, filter by media type.
Filter by media type. This is where you could narrow your search results by what it is, you know, book, music, podcasts, app. That's good if you're using kind of like a more generic term.
Listing items, blank, all results, blank, music.
Let's say music, sir, because that.
Press link, music, HTML content.
Let's see.
Heading level 2, listing items, blank, all results. Visit blank, music, blank, movies,
okay.
Blank, audiobook, blank, podcasts, blank, iTunes, end of list. Heading level 4, artists, list 10 items, blank, Toby Keith.
Okay, somebody said Toby Keith, right?
Yeah.
This is actually only is it under the heading artists, but this is also a link itself. So if we would click this link, we can actually see what's available just from that artist. So that's good. Like you say, if you know the name of a song from an artist, you can't remember that artist, but you want to know more about what's available for that artist.
Country, blank, Willie Nelson. Country, blank, The Countdown Singers. Pop, blank, The Country, blank, Rock. End of list. Heading level 4, iTunes Essentials. List 4 items.
iTunes Essentials is just like suggestions.
2003, group, blank, Willie Nelson, end of list. Heading level 4, playlists.
And notice these are all headings, so if I wanted to skip over them, I could just use my heading commands.
List 5 items. Beer for my horses, group, blank, 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 back, blank, Emmy, end of list, blank, more, iTunes. Heading level 2, albums.
Albums? Could tell you what albums was found on.
Blank, see all. Beer for my horses, soundtrack from the Motion Picooter, group. Greatest Hits 2, Toby Keith, group. Unleashed, Toby Keith, iTunes Originals, William, Lost Highway, with 20 Country Favorites, The Countdown Singers, group. Whiskey Lullaby, the best, heading level 2, songs.
And this is the one, say if you're just looking for the song, this heading is where the song is.
1-50.
It's probably 50 songs.
Blank, see all.
50 versions of this?
Yeah.
Table, 50 rows, 7 columns.
And this is in a table. With VoiceOver, it always shows as a table. On the Windows side, sometimes it just shows, like with JAWS, with this version, it just shows up as a bunch of links. There's no table here. I've had it read other versions as a table. So things are apt to change.
Play preview of item 1, beer for my horses, button, column 1.
Column 1 is the play preview button. We'll get to that in a minute. Let's move over here.
You are column 2, beer for my horses.
Name of song?
Column 3, blank, Greatest Hits 2.
That's the album.
Column 4, blank, Toby Keith and Willie Nelson.
Toby Keith and Willie Nelson.
Column 5, 3,
30. 30, okay, that's a time.
Column 6, 100%. Column 7, by song, beer for my horse.
When I said 100%, that means it matched my search results 100%. And the last column to the right is if you want to buy it.
Column 6.
Both just play
column
a preview. 4,
column 3, column 2, column 1, table, 50 rows, set, play preview, item 1, beer for my...
Okay.
Press, stop preview.
Grandpappy told my pappy back in my day, son, a man had the answer for the wicked that he done. Take all the rope in Texas, find a tall oak tree, round up all of them bad boys, hang them high in the street. For all the people to see. And justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
Okay,
that's quite a long preview.
I don't know too much about the law, but I think fair use is somewhere around 30 seconds or so. Some of these previews seem like they're longer.
I would have done that search in Windows. Here's what I would have done. I would have gone to iTunes Store. I would have hit F6 for search. I would have typed it in. And I would have tapped about 12 or 13 times and then waited a minute or two until it starts talking again. What's happening during that time?
It's reloading the page because it really doesn't do, it doesn't work as well. The browser built into iTunes on Windows is not as efficient as the browser built into the Mac version.
It's pretty bad until you get into the store content.
That's fine, yeah. It's really loading stuff that takes time.
But even if I did the search and wait 10 minutes and I start tabbing, it still starts reloading stuff.
Yeah, I've noticed the same answer. And the only answer I've gotten from people is that just it's a browser built into iTunes. It's just done.
When I look for things on iTunes, I look on my iDevice. I find it much easier than on iTunes itself. Do you concur with that, or is that just my limitation of experience?
I concur with that to a certain extent. I concur with that if it's something I want on my iDevice. Like apps, I very rarely use iTunes on the computer now to search for apps. I just go right to the device. However, there's times when I may, like, say I want a Kiss box set, which could be 300 songs.
Right, right. Then you don't want
to
do that.
The answer to your question is, maybe sometimes could be, yeah.
Once I do a search on iTunes and I buy whatever it is that I've searched for, the only way I can get back to anywhere is to just close iTunes and start over.
Yeah, this is a problem with the latest versions. A couple of things I've been able to do is, you know, use Control-Alt-F to move back to the search field, try researching for something. That's really kind of embarrassing, and even that's not consistent. This is stuff that accessibility at Apple.com, they know about this stuff. Supposedly, things will improve over time. Yeah. There's some other oddball little issues, too. This is mostly stuff that came out after iTunes 10.1. These are known issues you're talking about, Jeff. Yeah.
You can also search for podcasts, by the way, in case anybody is interested in that.
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of the categories you could do. We talked about the guy method, which is going right to what you want. Get it, get out as fast as you can. The other method is browsing. Now, there's something called the column browser built into iTunes. Mm-hmm. And what it does is it sets up several columns in iTunes, and it lets you move from one column to another and actually breaks down what you're looking for. For instance, the first column could be major categories, like what you want, music, apps, TV shows. Then it could say if you're in music, then it could break it down by what genre do you want. Do you want rock, pop, classical? Then it could go down to artist. Then it could go down to album and down to individual song. That's a good way of just walking through. It's like walking through the aisles in a supermarket. Or anybody want to look at the browsing? We look at the browsing.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, something I think I may even have that turned on the other one. So let's switch back to Windows here.
VMware Fusion. Window.
Tab, leaving menus, running applications, taskbar to move full tab, iTunes.
Empty scroll area.
Tab, mute button to activate.
So if it's not turned on, you could always go into the view menu and turn on column browser. We'll do that now.
Menu bar, file to nav, edit E, view V, menu as listed, as album, as grid, as cup view option, column browser submenus, show column browser control plus B, B. Enter, leaving menus, mute button to activate, press space bar, shift tab, artists list box, all shift, shift tab, button search options, button shift tab, button grid view, shift tab, full volume, shift tab, mute button to shift tab, sources preview, top 25 most played, 8 of 10, to S, level 1, page 2 of iTunes store.
Okay, I'm going to the store.
Tap mute button to activate
press space bar. We'll try the F6 at risk of blowing it up again.
F6 button search store edit tab. Sign into my iTab iTunes store iTunes.
This one's not signed in, so we could only go as far as finding out what content we have.
Tap. Shift tab. Tap to move through all tab. iTunes dialog. iTunes could not connect to the iTunes store. Make sure your network connection is active and try again. OK button to space. iTunes dialog. OK button to space. iTunes. iTunes store. New playlist button to activate. Tap. Show artwork button to activate. Press space bar.
Let's try quitting on iTunes. Sometimes it helps.
Alt F4. Desktop. Full A. Enter. Sources preview iTunes store. 1 of 2. Tap, mute button, tap, accessing iTunes store. Tap, stop button to activate, press space bar. Tap, button search store, tap, sign into my tab, iTunes dialog, okay button to activate iTunes.
Okay, so I guess I'm not going to show you.
Can you tell us, though, just what that column browser would do?
In the content section, the list where you normally would have a list of your music, It would put up major categories. And all of them are links. Music, podcasts, apps. You click on one of those, then you tab back to it, and the next thing you'd have is a list of genres, you know, rock, classical, whatever. You pick one of those, hit enter, tab back to it. You could go, then you go down to artists. Then you hit enter, tab again, go down to albums. Then you eventually get down to the songs, yeah. Like this morning, just for heck of it, I tried going into it, and I browsed for comedy. And I actually never been into the comedy section of it. And there's a lot of stuff I forgot all about. I mean, I looked up like Bill Cosby, and there was probably about 35 of his albums there. And I never, most of these albums I never really even heard of, so to search for something like that, you know, it would be next to impossible. But browsing it, you'd actually find this stuff. So that's kind of like the difference. Yeah.
It's kind of like the difference between going in and saying, I want this album, and going in and saying, read me what all the albums are that are in this rack.
Anybody ever remember the original Tower Records?
Yes.
There was one down in Manhattan, and it was probably on about five floors or so.
Yes.
And you'd pick the floor you want, and it was all, each floor would be like a different genre.
Right.
Then you go through a certain aisle, and there'd be like artists and the albums, and that's, and you walk through it. That's kind of like what I think about when using a column browser.
Yeah, one of the things that I think makes iTunes daunting is that it says the same things no matter where you are, whether you're in the sources list or you're in the search list. Or it just says the same prompts. Full volume, mute, cover,
okay.
Flow, you know, all of
yeah,
those.
I see.
Other than hitting that F6 key, is there any other way to tell where you are?
There really is no way of telling where you are other than move back to the sources, yeah. Those controls you're talking about don't change.
Right.
They're static on the screen.
Right. In every view, whether you're in the sources list, whether you're searching, whether you're...
And it may or may not be significant, like...
Sometimes they don't make sense.
Sometimes they kind of don't make sense, yeah. And the only... thing, it's like being like a TV where you always have the same sort of buttons on the side of the TV, but the content would change.
Isn't it kind of like the top bar of Windows where you just have your file edit, view, tools, and whatever? I mean, you don't...
You know, it's more like the quick navigation on a web page where, like, the left-hand side always stays the same. That's the way I think of it more, because you actually do have a menu bar here.
And it's different.
Does Dragon run on the Mac?
I think there is a version of it now. Yeah. I've not tried it myself.
There's an app on the iPad.
There's an iDevice app, yeah, which is kind of like a scaled back. It doesn't really control the whole device. It just lets you dictate some stuff, yeah. On the Mac side, there's something called spoken commands. That's part of the operating system itself. And you could actually program these to do certain things. So I would tend to think if you just needed to do very limited functions, you could actually program enough spoken commands to actually do that.
I have a question on the organization in the content window in iTunes.
Okay.
When I ripped my CDs and everything, a whole lot of the albums got separated into parts of the album, and it says album, and it lists like three of the songs, and then it has the album listed again with two of the songs, and then whatnot. I mean, I don't quite understand.
Well, did it really say album, or does it have the name of the album?
Yes, it does.
So that the name of the album is duplicated, or is it slightly different? Yeah.
Yeah, I think it might be slightly different, but it came off all the same CD.
I think
what that is like the CD database.
Exactly,
CD,
that's what it was, yeah.
Someone entered it in incorrectly for each song into the ID3 database.
Yeah. Like, for instance, on one song, it may be like, like Bon Jovi's Greatest Hits or Bon Jovi's Greatest Hits.
So is there any way to fix that?
Is there any way to fix that so that your albums are, you know, like I've got 14 Bonnie Raitt albums for one.
You'd have to go in and probably change the ID3.
To do what you're thinking of, yeah. You actually can do a batch change in iTunes. If you select multiple files, and on the Windows side it would be Control-I, on the Mac side it's Command-I, everything you change would change for all those files that are selected. When I've done it, it actually puts up a little message of, do you really want to change it for all these files? Just to make sure you didn't select multiple files by accident, yeah. So theoretically, I guess you could, you know, select all of that stuff and just change it in mass change yourself to make sure that all the ID tags are the same.
It's probably the album title that's messed up.
It's definitely, yeah.
So can you avoid that by unchecking something in iTunes so it doesn't retrieve that data?
If it didn't retrieve the data, then it wouldn't know what to do. I mean,
okay.
You'd end up with, like, unknown artist, untitled album.
Yeah.
I think that'd make it worse.
It'd be even worse.
Yeah.
Well, you probably can enter your own information into it at the time. You know, it's when you go to, like, rip a CD... It might look at the information, then you can scan it over and then change it before you actually rip the disk itself. Otherwise, that's all the ID3 information, like, stored in the file. And you have to, like, change it within the files. if it's like where he's got the instance where like there's like four different spellings of the album title.
Winint has something that's I'm always amazed that it works at all, but it does. If you look at the ID3 tag info, they actually have a way where it'll go out and search something. And I don't know what it is that it searches, because I've actually had this do this with stuff that I didn't even rip from a CD, and it was able to figure out the song title, the artist, the album.
The song database. There's a couple different databases. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it does it. It must do it based on audio in the file, because the stuff that I did this with wasn't even ripped from a CD. It was stuff I recorded.
I know what you're talking about, Steve. But this is like a newer technology. Mm-hmm. It's sort of similar to the technology that like Music ID does on the iPhones. It actually could pull characteristics of the song itself and find the data. Yeah.
If I add a pointer to a CD, does it matter? I still have that same problem even if I don't import directly and make a copy into iTunes? Will you still have the same problem with the sorting issue?
Yeah.
The physical, where it's located
doesn't
physically
matter.
Doesn't matter. It's what that
it's
database
what,
out in the cloud says.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like you see stuff like Genesis for one song on the same album, and the next thing could be Phil Collins and Genesis, that type of thing.
There is an option, though, to go out and correct what's in the database, but you better really know that you know what you're doing if you're in
a lot. Well, I think a lot of the problems are that people do correct stuff.
Yeah, exactly, and they make it worse.
Winamp, I believe, reads the artist ID3 tag as the artist, whereas Windows Media Player reads the album artist ID3 tag as the artist.
ID3 is a standard for tagging metadata.
Oh, what a topic. Thank you very, very, very much.